Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 781. Get your mind right. 5 ways to start a mindset practice. Part 1 by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, happy Monday and welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs and articles covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Now, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. Now, today's episode is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. And in this episode, you're going to hear Ms. Fanouni's answer to the question, which is more important, nutrition or exercise? And then you're going to hear my commentary at the end. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Get your mind right. 5 ways to start a mindset practice. Part 1 by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. Quote, before happiness and success comes your perception of the world. So, before we can be happy and successful, we need to create a positive reality that allows us to see the possibility for both. Sean Acor, best-selling author. Which is more important, nutrition or exercise? Let's settle this debate once and for all. No doubt you've heard this debate and probably fall on one side or the other, or perhaps somewhere in between. By and large, most people will fall into the abs are made in the kitchen camp, touting the idea that nutrition has more of an impact on your body than exercise. And this is partially true. Getting your sweat on will certainly help you build muscle and strength and can absolutely contribute to your metabolism, in turn, aiding in the loss of body fat. But you won't necessarily lose much fat or see any significant progress if your nutritional efforts don't match your fitness efforts. Diet and exercise are two sides of the same coin, and the relationship flows well when the two are in perfect harmony. But the truth is, when it comes to sustainable fat loss, endured healthy habits, and a wholehearted life, the real answer is neither. What you eat and how much you eat of it will certainly have a great impact on your body. How you move and how often you move will undoubtedly affect the shape your body takes and how it performs. Diet and exercise are both integral building blocks of a fit lifestyle, but how you think about these things is even more important. What's most important when it comes to cultivating a sustainable, fit, happy life has nothing to do with your body at all, but rather your mindset. Mindset, or the way you perceive your world, has to come first if you want to truly change your habits and escape the constant trap of rebounding and yo-yo dieting. Think about it. How many different diets, training programs, and workout fads are there in existence? How many times have you, or people you know, jumped from diet to diet, lost weight and gained it back, and yo-yoed on the fitness spectrum over and over again? That's because the real power to change isn't external at all. It doesn't lie in a diet or workout plan. It lies within you. It's all in your head. So if you ask me, what's the number one thing you can do for your body? I'll say this. Many of us fall victim to the if-then trap, thinking that if we can lose weight, then we will be happy. If we can get fit, then we will adopt a positive mindset. If we can look a certain way or have a certain life, then we will experience success. But the truth is, mindset is the driving force behind sustainable changes. When your mindset shifts, so does everything else. Taking a mindset-first approach will ensure that you, one, enjoy the transformation process. 2, sustain healthy habits. That's because with a positive mindset, the I have to work out statement becomes I get to work out, and I can't eat that becomes I choose not to eat that. With a mindset that is trained to see the most positive reality, the pursuit of fitness becomes an enjoyable journey in which you experience victories and valuable lessons every single day. Most of all, with a mindset shift, you'll learn to stop torturing yourself with a strict diet and using exercise as a form of punishment. You'll care for your body with nourishing food and regular exercise because you love your body. And what's more, you'll be capable of loving your body at every step throughout the process, not just once you've reached your goals. Alas, I do understand that simply changing one's mindset is a challenging endeavor. It's not difficult to empathize with the many people who believe it to be impossible. There have been times I've attempted to give clients permission to love their bodies now, and they've responded as such. I'll love myself when I'm thinner, or if I love myself now, I'll never try to change. I understand that because I know that the task seems nebulous and far-fetched. I know that after years of hating your body and never getting the results you want, it's difficult to imagine a world in which you accept yourself just the way you are. I know that we fear the lack of progress and often confuse acceptance with complacency. Most of all, I know how hard it can be to grasp the concept that you can love your body even if you want it to change. But I can also tell you that anything is possible with enough practice and dedication. Which leads me to the question you're probably pondering. How do you develop a successful mindset that allows you to see your body as beautiful now and 20 pounds from now? How do you get your mind right when it seems to constantly be telling you how inadequate you are? The answer is simple, but not easy. Practice. How do you train your mind to use more positive self-talk? Practice. How do you break the binge cycle and learn how to indulge intelligently? Practice. Daily practice, day after day, year after year. Even at my level of awareness and acceptance, I still practice daily through journaling, reading, and self-reflection. This is what keeps me positive and successful, no matter my external environment. It's not a quick fix or a magic pill. It's a lifestyle. I want to help you get started on that path and feel the bliss and freedom that comes with loving your body now. That freedom allows you to break free from the shame, self-loathing, and constant rebounding. To help you get your mind right and begin a daily mindset practice, here are a few simple strategies that you can begin to implement into your life. Hear those on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Get Your Mind Right, 5 Ways to Start a Mindset Practice by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As I was reading this to you, a quote popped into my head. And the quote came from a book that actually has nothing to do with health or wellness. I've been reading a book called The Four Pillars of Investing by William Bernstein. And just like the book title suggests, the book's all about how to invest in the stock market. So I'm not just a health and fitness nerd, I'm kind of an all-around nerd. I'll read these types of books for fun. But anywho, the quote that kept popping into my mind as I was reading this to you goes something like this. Now, this is not a direct quote because I'm going from memory here, but it said something like, "You want to know what's holding you back from your progress? Just look in the mirror." Now, again, in the context of this book, they were basically talking about how your own fears, your mindset when it comes to stock market ups and downs will probably influence whether you're going to buy and sell. And usually when people start to panic, they start to lose money in the stock market. Now, this quote jumped out at me because Ms. Fanouni was basically saying the same thing. It's all about your mindset. What's holding you back? Maybe that person you're looking at in the mirror, yourself. So if we can break free of this if-then mindset, maybe we'll take our first step on that journey towards optimal health and wellness. So what's really holding you back? Is it really time? Is it really money or your kids? Or is it just you? But luckily, we're going to hear some simple strategies on tomorrow's episode, so definitely stay tuned for that. So I thank you for listening today. Thank you for listening every day. Again, I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.